Hello. Congratulations. You're caller number 10.
Well, I'm not worried about that. I'm a guy that's supposed to come down and tune up the tranny.
Tranny. Transmitter?
Yeah, the transmitter.
Okay. Come on down.
Is something wrong?
I don't know.
Okay.
Want me to come down and crank it up?
Yeah,
yeah, I'd turn it up a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
I think it sounds,
okay, I'll go to caller 10 then.
I like that. I think it sounds...
I am caller 10.
Okay, I make it
go 11. Go to 11, Robin. It sounds cool when it's cranked up loud. I like that.
Man, I'm good.
Yeah.
Good morning.
That was just about...
Big slug of Tangeray gin. Almost just went right down the wrong little...
Go down into the board.
Little buttonhole there.
Engineer don't like it.
No, then we wouldn't have to turn it up. That would do it on itself.
Turn it right off. Hiya. Richard?
Yes, hello.
Richard?
Yes.
You've won a trip to Cabo.
Robin.
Oh, man, you're kidding.
No.
Wow. Thank you very much. That's incredible.
Isn't it?
Hey, Richard.
Look at me.
Well, please, honest to God, Richard.
Richard, let's not make a scene.
Oh, yeah, no,
I wish you would stop that. Hang on there, Dickie.
Hello.
Hi, Roy.
Well, I'm here to...
Boost her up?
Make the adjustment.
Jack her up? Jack up the power there, Engineer Otis.
Well, here.
Careful, because the ratings come out today, and you don't want to blow it on the final day of the book.
Okay. Do you have,
What?
Do you have vice grips?
Uh-oh.
Look at my purse. Ah!
Now back with more. 98.7 KISS FM.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is the day we've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. We got something live getting ready to happen up in here.
It's going
to
hurt you. Call your friends.
Please.
It's going to hurt you live. This is going to be live. We got Glenn Jones in the house. Hey,
welcome
brother.
To KISS.
You knocked her off, son.
I heard some bleed from another radio station. I don't know what happened. Satellite interference?
Sorry.
You did that. Well, you better go to the telephone here and apologize to the listeners, Roy.
Okay.
This is Contest City. Say hello, Contest City.
Howdy. Hello.
I don't know. You knocked the phones off, too, Scrub.
Did you? You better go to another call.
I don't know. Nobody's on the phone. Hello. Hello.
Howdy.
Hello. I heard I was supposed to call when Roy blew something up.
You heard that.
You heard that around town?
Well, it was on the web.
That's good thinking, isn't it, Roy?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's on the internet,
On your website.
What is?
That if he blows something up, that he should call and win money.
What did it say on the internet?
He just told you.
I'm asking him. I'm asking this guy.
Tell him again.
I would have to look it up again.
He said, you saw what? Just generalize.
It said, when you hear Roy do something weird.
I don't think that's what it said, but nice to talk to
you. No, he said...
And you know what you are? What is she?
A Budinsky.
No.
That's right.
He said it. Review the tape. He
What's
said
going on,
that.
Tom?
Yeah.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, you too, buddy. No, the thing is, when you get blown off the air, you're supposed to call. When Roy blows you off the air.
Give the man a cigar. There's $102.50.
Right on.
Right in your pocket, Tom.
We've got a winner.
I feel sorry for the last guy.
I do, too.
He got screwed.
No, it did
not say
on the Robin Maynard homepage when you hear something weird.
No, but before that, early in the conversation, he said when he blows you off the air. And then you just gave the guy, you didn't hear him say it, so you just gave him the slammer. I feel bad for him. Really bad, yeah.
Okay.
I feel rough about that.
Some of that sentimentality, I think, is almost more important than money in this case.
Okay.
So, I don't know about that.
No,
All right.
Feel better. You have the money, Tom. You don't need the sentimentality.
I guess I started all the problems.
Guess so.
I guess you just caused nothing but trouble again.
Guess so.
I think it's not another.
Tom, hang on. I think we are going to cut a check for you.
Please quit talking in that fashion. That is...
is a puker.
What does that mean?
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this...
You jackass. I really don't like you very much. I really don't.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Is a puker.
What does that mean?